More of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
All right, back on the High School Football Report, broadcasting live from the Citizens Community Bank Studios on this Monday night, and of course brought to you by our friends at Cass Birch. I tell you what, a very popular place for football in South Georgia is the Colony City of Fitzgerald, and my friend Jason Strickland is the head coach of the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes. Joins us tonight. Jason, how are you, man?
We're doing well, doing real well.
I tell you what, a lot of positive energy, a lot of high expectations which come with it after the great season that you had last year, Jason. Let's talk a little bit about, before we go into going forward, go backward a little bit. A lot of people expected you guys last year to have a great season, Jason, and certainly a trip to the Georgia Dome of the state championship, I think, kind of reaffirmed why people were so high on what the Hurricanes had last year, and that was a heck of a run.
It was. We got up there and left Atlanta with a little bit of taste in our mouth, but, like a couple months now to kind of look back and reevaluate things. There's a lot to be proud of. We had some guys that were first-year starters, especially on the offensive line, at quarterback, at wingback, and some different places that we just didn't know what they were going to perform like under the lights once the season started last year. We had a lot of questions that we had to answer, but we had some kids that bought in and worked really well together, and then all of a sudden we found ourselves playing the last weekend of the season.
And that's where everybody wants to be. And because you and I could be talking until July about playing a private school team versus a public school team, and I don't want to get into that debate tonight. But, of course, it is a different thing. But coming into looking forward now into next year, after reclassification, we all know Pace Academy has moved up to AAA, and we wish them well, and they can keep moving on up as far as I'm concerned. But I think that it does hopefully level the playing field a little bit. But a lot of folks are looking now and say, hey, that team from down in Fitzgerald is one of the favorites to be back in the Georgia Dome. Whenever you hear stuff like that, do you try to quell those expectations, or do you kind of embrace that and say, hey, we are going to be playing hopefully for a championship this year?
Well, I think, number one, being here, those expectations are like that every year in Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. Our folks in this town, they don't care if we're playing the New England Patriots or whoever. At the end of it, they're going to look up and expect the scoreboard to be in our favor. But it's not a conversation that we're having with our kids. I mean, our focus right now, kind of our mentality is, hey, let's be where our feet are, and our feet are in the here and now. And, that focus has got to be on having a great weightlifting session. It's got to be on having a great practice today. And, as we get into those summer workouts and, the skills camps that we go to and the padded camps that we go to, that, hey, let's this play right here has got to be the perfect play. Mm-hmm. And as you get into the season, focusing on that week's opponent and understanding that anything about a state championship is a long, long, long time away.
Really, and I think especially, Jason, at your level, when you're a smaller school, a single A or a double A school, and you have limited amount of numbers, it really is about just let's be better than we were yesterday and continue to make that climb. I know that's something that every coach preaches. Do you think kids kind of understand that? Because certainly these kids, I mean, they hear people talk in the community and on the internet and stuff like that. But do you think they kind of get it that, hey, we just got to get a little bit better than we were yesterday?
Well, I think so. And that's something that this coaching staff has really tried to implement and instill in our kids since we've got here. And I think it's been a large buy-in with our guys. They have worked extremely well this all season. Do they know that they're pretty good? Do they know that there's going to be talk of them possibly being one of the front runners? No, yeah, that's all there. But, we've got some great veterans. We've got some high-character guys that are going to be expected to be tremendous leaders for us this season. And I think those guys understand what got us to that point last year. And it's going to take even more work this year. Yeah, we're losing some of the private schools, but all of a sudden you're getting Washington County back down in double A. You're getting Callaway back down in double A. You're getting Elbert County back down in double A. So there's tremendous, tremendous competition in this classification and, even in our region just to get out, you want to be one of those top two seeds getting into the playoffs. And, You know, there's a lot of work to be done, and our guys recognize that.
And I've heard you say it, Jason Strickland, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Purple Hurricanes, joining us tonight. I've heard you say it. I've heard Coach Freeman say it. I've even heard Coach Graves, the new coach at Thomasville, say it. If you can get out of this region in any one of those four spots and get into the playoffs, then, hey, you got a puncher's chance of getting the, you know, all the way to the state championship as you guys did last year. Now, you guys are not doing a spring practice year for going that, so you can have two scrimmages. Is that a tough decision for you guys to make?
It was, and you know, the thing we looked at over the last several years is we've had so many of our guys miss large portions of spring because of state track and state baseball playoffs, and we strongly encourage, you know, almost I guess you could say make our guys participate in spring sports, and we're going to be a coaching staff that really bangs on that and supports those spring sports programs, then we kind of just wanted to take some of the pressure off of our guys and being tormented on, hey, do I go to track practice or do I go to football practice? And we've done some conditioning stuff with our guys and running around and a little bit of that, but you know, we wanted to be able to get that second scrimmage, let our guys participate in spring sports, take a little pressure off of them, and then get into summer with the padded camp, and hopefully we'll be able to get those reps that we missed during spring practice.
And I would think that would be a little bit easier with your group, because last year as you guys were making the run and I was up in the Georgia Dome for the state championship game, and I kept telling folks, look, junior, sophomore, I mean, you guys were a pretty young football team to have so much success. So you've got some guys back who maybe that'll lessen, you know, not having a spring practice, the fact that you've got so much experience coming back.
Well, and I think that played into our decision a little bit. We know J.D. King can play football. I think James Graham, we feel like, can play football. And Josh Relaford, and, you know, I could go right on down the line. But, they are still high school students. We want to get the reps. There's always little nuances that you're going to change and do things just a little bit different or add a scheme here or there that you're going to have to work on at some point. But, with the state allowing us to go to a couple padded camps over the summer and things of that sort, and we feel like, hey, you know, we can get those, you know, for the most part, we can get those reps that we missed during spring there.
Again, Jason Strickland joining us tonight. Let's talk about the guys that you do have back. You mentioned J.D. King. Big news for him as Friday night, he committed to play football at Oklahoma State University. And, Jason, that's not only a huge feather in his cap, but I think that speaks very well to your program, from a double-A school in South Georgia to produce a guy who is going to go to a great football system over there in the Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Well, he's number one. He's a great young man. He's a tremendous, tremendous character kid. And, you know, I've told people since really his sophomore year that he was our best football player, but he's really our hardest working guy also. He's a tremendously unselfish guy. He understood last year with graduating Gerald Morgan and Taylen Gauld and Trey Graham and some of those guys that he was going to have to get the bulk of the workload, and he was going to have to be that leader on offense, and he accepted that challenge and had a terrific year for us. He went up on a visit this past weekend to Oklahoma State, and I want to give a shout out to our quarterbacks coach, a guy named Jesse Lynch, that has come in and just done a tremendous job with the recruiting process and our kids and getting them out there. But the two of those guys went up to Stillwater this past weekend, and JD, I think, kind of he really went into it with an open mind and not knowing exactly what he wanted to do, where he was going to go. And at the end of it, he gives me a call Friday night and he says, "Hey, coach, I think this is what I want to do. I think I want to commit." And we had a conversation for, I don't know, about 10 or 15 minutes or so, and just kind of went all the ins and outs and the positives and negatives, and said his dad and mom were on board. So he went in after our conversation and spoke with Coach Gundy and made the big jump. So he's happy. He's excited. Now he gets to kind of shut the recruiting process down. He gets to focus on senior year of football at Fitzgerald and continuing to excel in the classroom. And next thing you know, he'll be an Oklahoma State Cowboy there.
after one more season as a Purple Hurricane, and that's the most important thing. And let me ask you, Coach, as a coach now, and certainly I know you don't urge kids to do one way or another. You want them to make their own decision in the recruiting process. But when a player says, listen, Coach, I'm tired of this process. I want to commit. I want to get it over with so I can concentrate on my senior season. That's got to please your heart a little bit because you don't want any distractions. You want him to be focused on what he's got to do on your football team.
And that's exactly right, Chris. I mean, you know, the one thing we want them to do is take their time, be sure of their decision. We don't want them to commit somewhere that, you know, a couple of weeks down the road they're going to regret. And now you got to have a conversation that you really, really dread having with a college coach. But, you know, what we do hope is that, for the most part, they can have their decision made before we get into August of the senior year. And I think most of our guys have in the past have been able to do that. And, you know, now it allows them to just enjoy their senior year of high school. There's not that pressure of, you know, where am I going? You know, all these college coaches calling and texting and, you know, trying to keep up with all that stuff and narrowing it down and taking visits. And, you know, you got it set. You know where you're going. Now you can just enjoy being a Purple Hurricane one more year you know, let's focus on having a great season.
That process has changed so much, and it seems like it gets earlier every year. You're seeing so many more kids now commit early. It's not like in the day when those college coaches were knocking on Jason Strickland's door at Clinch County High School when you had a little more time to commit. It's a little earlier than it was back then, Coach.
Yeah, everything's sped up so much. And the recruiting world has gotten so much more competitive.
Yeah.
You know, so much of the stuff on the internet now with Huddle and all these accounts, you know, it used to, it's what I always say is, you know, the lazy coach didn't get guys signed. I mean, it didn't happen.
Right.
Back in the VHS days and all that type of stuff of trying to put these films together and send them out all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But Huddle with the internet and that type of stuff, you know, the kids can really do a lot of it on their own and get themselves out there and mm-hmm. be seen. You know, now it's, you got more and more kids that are being seen. You got more access and all of a sudden these suckers, I mean, you're looking on television, you're seeing kids getting offered their freshman year and their sophomore year. And you know, I don't know where it's going to stop.
It's crazy. Well, it's a congratulations again to JD, who, and you have said that repeatedly over the years, a class young man, a very good student. He's already qualified academically. And again, now getting a chance to play in the Big 12 and at the biggest level that there is. And he's not going to be the only one. You got other guys who are going to rising seniors, some who are rising juniors on this team you got coming back this fall who are getting a lot of looks by a lot of people.
Yeah, LaCita Smith he's got a decision he's going to have to make. He's got a big tight end, and he's got offers from Virginia Tech, North Carolina State, Central Florida, several other out of the Sun Belt, some of the mid-majors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, we got James Graham, who's our quarterback. He's been offered by Miami. And, you know, looks like he may get an offer from NC State in the next couple of weeks. The kid that we feel like as a coaching staff that is really going to blow up this year is a kid named Montrell Harris that is a 6'275" wing back and receiver for us that really the last half of the season just really kind of come onto the scene. He had a big touchdown reception in the dome for us. And we're going to be using him a lot of different ways offensively this year. So we feel like he'll really come onto the scene, but he's already been offered by Troy and Tulane. So he's just got a lot of stuff going on and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good year for those guys, hopefully.
Those college recruiters like going to Fitzgerald, Georgia, to look at these young men. And again, let's talk a little bit, Coach, about the summer season. What are your guys' plans for this summer?
Well, we'll pick up June 6th. We get out of school May 20th, and then we'll pick up June 6th. We'll go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. We'll bring them in the mornings and have a breakfast with them, and then we'll get our workout done, our lifting, and then our on-the-field stuff done, and we'll come back in and have lunch. We've got, like I said, a couple paddock camps. We'll go up to Reinhardt University June 20th for 3 days up there with Drew Cronick and those guys. Then we'll have the following week, we'll have a little session with Dodge County. We'll come back, and in July, we'll have a padded session down at Pierce County for a couple of days. And then kind of round out our summer stuff with a 707 ordeal at Northside Warner Robins that Allie Good and those guys always do just an excellent, excellent job, Coach Kinsler. And so we'll be a part of that. And then all of a sudden, you're getting into late July for those 5 days of acclimation, and then next thing you know, it's August, and you're in pads. So it'll go by quick.
You mentioned the two scrimmages. Who will you be scrimmaging against?
We're going to go to Worth County on August 5th, and then we'll have my good buddy Coach Mike in Charleston County coming to us August 12th.
Two pretty good programs to match. Well, I tell you what, if you like wing tee football, Worth County versus Fitzgerald, you'll get all of it and then some. That's going to be fun. That game may last 45 minutes.
You're right. You're exactly right. Coach Tone has done an excellent job over there, and his style of wings a little different than ours. He is a smash mouth, tested manhood type program over there, and so it'll be a big test for us as we kick off the season going there.
And of course, you jump right into the season. You got your old rival down the road in Irwin County, Coach Nobles up there does a great job with that program. They of course played for a state championship last year as well, and that's always. I don't care if you're both 0-10 the previous year. That's a fun game. I've always said that's one of the best rivalries in all of South Georgia. And if folks who are just football fans who don't have an allegiance maybe to either school just want to show up and watch that one, that's always a great atmosphere for football.
Yeah, it really is. And Coach Nobles has done an excellent job. Coach Lindsey kind of got it going on the right track. And then Coach Nobles has got in there and taken it just to the next level, back-to-back dome appearances. And you got to think that they'll be kind of right back in that mix again. And, good thing is we get them at our place this year. And, what people don't realize, it's a rival. It's one of the oldest in South Georgia. But, I mean, these schools are 8 miles apart.
Yeah, right there.
It gets really heated over those, couple of days. And then once we get through that thing, we'll get Macon County. We'll go to Montezuma, talking about a quarterfinal team last year that they had Pace Academy on the ropes in the mm-hmm. quarterfinals. All of a sudden, now we've got 3 7A schools that we're going to play back-to-back-to-back in Rockdale County, and we'll get Smith Station, that's the fifth largest school in Alabama, coming over here to play, and then we'll go to Tifton. And then, oh, by the way, once you get out of that 3 7A gauntlet there, then you get introduced to Region 1 football.
And I just don't think there's anything better in this classification or in India than Region 1 football. When you talk about the Brookses and early counties and Thomasville with a new coach and new enthusiasm over there, and the old master over there in Nashville with Coach Pilcher over there. So, I mean, there's just great, great programs throughout this region, but that's what makes it special. And, again, the hard work that's going on right now, as you talk about the weight room work and all that, that's what leads to those great Friday nights. I know that's something that you and your staff put a huge emphasis on.
Yeah, we do. We got a big sign that sits outside our weight room door that said the weight room's not for everybody, but neither is winning. So our kids understand that they come in. I've been a lot of places where kids walk through that door and they view the weight room as punishment. Mm-hmm. But our kids understand it's an opportunity to get better today, and they take full advantage of it. Got a great guy, my strength coach, has been with me for a long time, coached the offensive line, named Jason Wicker, and he pushes them. And this is that place that you try to build some mental toughness, put them in some adverse situations, and our kids have responded extremely, extremely well this fall season, and we're excited to see it translate onto the field.
As the old coach used to tell me, when that bar comes down to hit your chest, it's just you and it. We'll see who wins.
That's exactly right.
And hopefully a spotter somewhere. Coach, I'm glad you mentioned a couple guys on your staff. You got, I think, one of the best high school staffs anywhere around. That you guys do a great job. And the enthusiasm in that city of Fitzgerald, they are so behind this program. You guys just do a fantastic job of kind of channeling all that into success. And there are a lot of moving parts that go into that. And you guys, again, do a very, very good job. And we wish you well, man. We'll be talking to you again before the season gets going, but it's going to be a fun one.
Chris, we appreciate it. Hopefully we can stay healthy. And feel like if we do, we're able to get them all there on Friday nights. We'll have a pretty good chance most Friday nights. Let's see if we can make another run on this thing.
Jason, best of luck, man. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate what you do, Chris. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Jason Strickland, the head coach of the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes. We'll have more of the high school football report right after this on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Stay tuned. The high school football report will be right back on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.